And the reason I was teasing with our C-type personalities is because they have to see the facts, just the facts. And when I can put my hand in your side, as Thomas said, I'll believe. So when I see that red star in the sky, I'll believe. One problem, it's too late. Preparations must be taken ahead of time to get our lives right with Jesus Christ, to be one of those that are preserved. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, and the third angel sounded. This is when the trumpets were open. This is the third of those first ones. And there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the waters and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And the word literally means in the Greek language, bitter or calamity. So something very calamitous took place. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. They were poisoned in some way because of something that fell on the earth. And it says it looked like a great star. So that means it was flaming. Was it flaming red? Did it actually fall on the earth, or particles from it fall on planet Earth that also went into the water systems and poisoned it? Did an ancient event involving an object that looked like a comet to those ancient people once ravage their cultures, and will it happen again? Bible prophecy. That's what we're talking about. Could Wormwood's passage have been God's way to cause those biblical miracles in conjunction with him delivering Israel out of Egyptian bondage to occur? We'll wait and see in time. Because when we read what happened and how totally devastated Egypt was, and the results of what was written down by historians, and their literature has been dug up, it's just possible that God may have used this in some way as a part of the deliverance. Many modern day scholars have tried to dismiss these ancient accounts that have been recorded as terrible comets or maybe serpents in the sky, as recorded in China, as being just meaningless mythology. Some have even said in their writings it's nothing but silly legends. Others have said that they were fairy tales. However, the ancient Egyptians and other cultures around those great cultures that were destroyed steadfastly maintain that these events actually happened and were an important part of their civilization's history. Notice what it says in the Old Testament of the Bible, because who was there in Egypt? Israel. Who delivered them? God did. Jesus Christ, before he came into human flesh and died for the sins of the world. Who inspired Isaiah to write? Jesus Christ. According to 1 Corinthians 10:1-4, he led Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And he says it was Christ.